see this game against Arizona as kind of a measuring stick game, seeing as how they're right now ahead of you guys in the playoff picture and seeing where you guys measure up?
I think before anything else, I think we realized that this is a very accomplished and complete team, offense, defense, and special teams. So we realized, at this point in the season, obviously with the playoff spot clinched, not only does this have big playoff implications, but at the same time, it kind of shows what you're made of at this point in the season. So, hopefully that's a victory and some good overall play, but this is a game that obviously we want to improve in the postseason and, set the tone for hopefully, this final part of the season into the playoffs. Then, it's a big game.
But will this offense stretch you vertically more than maybe anything else you've seen this year?
They'll try. There's a reason why I believe they're the number one offense is because, they have a number of big plays. All their receivers are more than capable, as well as, their running back out of the backfield. So they do a good job. They're a very, like I said, complete team, especially watching them on offense. So we'll have our hands full. But at the same time, that's really it. We'll have our hands full.
Hey, play your first Pro Bowl as inside linebacker. That goes on the resume now. Because it is a little special for you, or a lot special?
First off, it's always a great, kind of a achievement to be voted as, one of the best at your respective position by your peers and fans. So I don't take that for granted. I find that the older I get, the more I'm appreciative for kind of, all the sacrifices that have to be made, as well as the obstacles that have to be overcome throughout the season. So I'm very, grateful in that regards. But, last year was kind of coming back after the hand injury and the mid-season switch. And this year, pretty much playing full-time inside linebacker. It means something, but, I always sign off with the same, hopefully we're not going to be there this year and hopefully be in Santa Clara. But, it's a fun accomplishment to have. And at the same time, I owe it all to, my teammates, coaches getting me ready, as well as, my inside linebacker group, working with me. So, proud of that. And hopefully there's a few more to come.
Just talking about Carson Palmer and kind of the year he's had, how impressive has he been to you kind of leading that offense?
He's been great. Ever since, he got to Arizona, they've been doing a fantastic job with, what he's capable of. And, guys his age generally aren't making the throws he can and do what he's doing, not only in the gun but under center. So he's been, remarkable in that regards. Even last year up until he got hurt, and now he's just continuing to do it. So, one of the words I keep coming back to is complete. So, he looks great. Their, whole team does, especially on offense. So he'll be a guy we've got to, disrupt, get him off the spot, not let him get comfortable back there because, he's got a high, quarterback rating, and now he's playing like one of the best.
David Johnson obviously had a big game Sunday. It seems they can almost kind of plug anyone into that rushing attack and it's successful. In your eyes, what makes that so tough to stop?
Well, I think it's not just plugging anybody in there. I think, he's also a special talent too. And, it looked like Philadelphia had some trouble tackling him this past week. So obviously we'll have to do a better job, in that regards. But he not only possesses the ability to make big plays in the running game, but also, he's a guy they go to in the passing game as well. So he's one of those, young but looks to be a complete back. And I'm sure he'll be in the fold, in the mix, for them for years to come. So, as with all really good running backs, you got to stop them before they get going. And, that's what we need to do.
It's like a playoff matchup in season. You enjoy having a lot at stake for both teams to be able to play a game like that right now?
I enjoy when we already have a first round bye, number one seed locked up. That's what I prefer. But, this is the point in the season where you need to be playing good ball. And you've seen teams make cases for finishing the season strong or resting their players, but at the end of the day, I think every team wants to try and accomplish having that momentum that we speak of heading into the playoffs. And we've gotten three in a row now, and it's time to continue that against a real good team. And hopefully that's the case. Hopefully we can come out and play some of our best ball and get a victory and hopefully use that momentum moving forward into our final week.